The collapse of a pedestrian bridge in Miami last week is raising questions about so-called accelerated bridge construction. That's something that happens across the country and here in the Mountain West. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
These so-called instant bridges are where most of the bridge is built off-site and then installed. Amy Ford is with the Colorado Department of Transportation. She doesn't think we should be pointing fingers at all bridges built this way.
Any bridge construction, whether it be traditional or whether it be accelerated bridge construction, there is a very extensive process that we have on inspection.
And she says we've been building them for almost 20 years. Most bridges are still built in the traditional way, but the accelerated method is becoming more common. Ford says there are some clear advantages. For one, it can be faster, and
it helps us minimize the impact to the traveling public, where we don't have to close lanes, we're not down as much in our traffic.
Other states throughout the Mountain West, including Utah, Montana, and Idaho, have also built instant bridges. As to what happened in Florida,
time will tell here if this was just tragic errors or something else.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.